Nice job yesterday over at St. Cecilia. Looked at some of the results, athletic.net, and kids had a pretty good day, didn't they?
Yeah, it's, you know, they're really starting to hit their stride and peak at the right time. And so, you know, we had a good showing, and then last week we were able to win our conference, FKC as well. And so it's really, you know, we're peaking at the right time, right before districts and state.
Yeah, that Fort Kearney Conference, no matter what sport it is, Coach, in the fall, in the winter, in the springtime, it's important for schools. They love to win that conference meet, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. It's a big bragging rights. You know, it's a little smaller. You know, we've lost a couple schools, consolidation and stuff. And, you know, it's 9 schools right now, but it's very, very competitive, and it's very deep in all the events.
Let's talk about your girls first. You've got some great kids from the running events, sprints, a lot of field events. Well-rounded girls team, isn't it? You've got points everywhere.
Yeah, there's, you know, not a chunk points by anyone necessarily. Rihanna St. Albor is probably our big point getter in the 100 and 200 and then our 4x1. But overall, it's pretty well spread out. You know, we lost a couple good seniors last year with Z Bowie and Autumn Holt, and so we don't get as many team points like we did last year, but it's very well spread out, and it's very much a team, you know, scoring, not just one or two kids scoring.
Sprints are going to be fun to watch, and I know she would love to be right in the thick of things, and she keeps running the times. She's running sub-13s. That should put her right in the thick of things to place pretty high coming up on Wednesday.
Yeah, you know, obviously the Spargo girls are right there, and they're tremendous athletes from DCS. And Rihanna's been, you know, keeping an eye on them as well as running and PRing when it matters. And so, yeah, I think she's positioning herself to have a good day Wednesday and get down to Omaha.
And the same goes, you mentioned your 4x1s right up their second best time right now, 51.6. I'm sure those girls, yourself, thinking, hey, we can run faster than this.
Absolutely. You know, we were able to kind of fixed some handoff issues and whatnot yesterday, and it really, you know, we ran a second and, you know, almost a second and a quarter faster than what we had the whole season, and then obviously we have room to improve, but it really made a big step and gave those girls a lot of confidence heading into districts.
And at 4x4, have you loaded up all your top quarter milers so far this year? Are you kind of saving it for district, or wow, you feel like you can run faster than the 4:34 right now?
Yeah, you know, we've kind of been testing some things out. We haven't necessarily loaded it up. We will for districts, you know, just try to get another relay team down there. But, you know, Sophia Skemper and Kennedy Wood are both been on there all season, and they're really running well for us right now. So we'll move some people around and try to get down to lower time and get down to Omaha.
And speaking of Sophia, she is right there in the vault. Has had a great year, you know, 10 feet right now. That vault's going to be very, very competitive as well.
Yeah, you know, our district overall, especially, you know, boys or girls, it doesn't matter the event, but it's just always deep. And pole vault is one that, you know, if you can get out of our district, you know, top one, top two, you know, you're going to probably get a medal down at state or have a chance to. I think last year there's 6 or 8 vaulters on the girls' side that qualified for state from our district. They got over the automatic qualifying height, and so it's just a very deep conference district. Excuse me.
You've got a couple of throwers right in the thick of things, and then you've got a triple jumper that's going to be making some noise as well.
Yep. We got some good throwers, Clyde Kegley and Natalie Kegley and Abby Beisner and the discus. They're all kind of, you know, right over 100 feet, hoping, you know, get some good throws in the districts, and they're, you know, positioning themselves well. Natalie's a little farther down the list on shot, but still has a chance. She hasn't had a big throw. She's been throwing really well in practice, but just hasn't got it done and meets the greatest. But then, yeah, our triple jumper, Adriana Thorell, she was positioned, you know, leading our district going into it last year, and then got the flu bug the 2 days before, so she didn't jump well. So she's really been determined to, you know, work hard and get back down there, have a better showing at districts, and get to Omaha.
Coach, your boys are having a tremendous season, coming off a win yesterday as well. You got depth all the way around with this boys' club, don't you?
Yes. The boys' team has been very fun to coach this year and past few years as well. They've really taken time. You know, they've showed well as a freshman and continue to improve. And so, yeah, from seniors to down to freshmen, we got contributors. And we got some sprints, some hurdlers, some distance people, some field event. It's a very well-rounded team we have.
Yeah, I was looking at your half-milers, your distance guys, which leads into your 4x8s, the district-leading time right now. So you're counting on, hopefully, crossing fingers, those guys come through and perform well on Wednesday as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Our 4x8, we kind of moved some people around that Arapahoe meet, and they really started clicking and buying into it. And we keep, shaving big chunks of time off, and we're down to 8:35, which is, leading our district. But, that was a 12-second improvement from just conference Friday. So they're really into it, and we're really hitting our stride in that.
And your two other relays, 4x1s right up there, is running the 45s, your 4x4, I know at 3:48, but I'm sure those guys are thinking, hey, there's no reason why at this district meet with who we're going to be running against, we can't cut a lot of time off.
Absolutely. Our 4x1, we still had to figure out a few things yesterday, and we had a good time, and we even still had some issues, with a handoff, just, trying to get some things cleaned up. So we got for sure more time. We'll get it trimmed down there. And then our 4x4 is kind of the same thing. It's like we've had some of the right guys in there and moving people around, and we just all haven't ran our best at the same time. But, yeah, we'll definitely clean it up and be able to get that time closer to, qualifying down to Omaha.
And then, like, with the girls and the boys' side as well, you've got a couple of throwers who are going to be – that's a tough throw field with, of course, with Brock Bailey of Dundee County, Stratton B there. And then in the other field events and the jumps, you've got a couple of guys are right there as well.
Yeah, our throwers, our district is just – we got some monsters in there with Bailey and then even Kisker from Hitchcock County. It's a very deep field. But our guys kind of were in the same boat last year and qualified on extra, the next six. And so they're prepared, and they understand that they may not go 1-2, but if they can get 3-4, they have a chance to get down there with, extra time or extra throws there. And then our jumpers, Jay Shukar is really jumping well right around that 20-foot mark and fitting well. And then Graham Tromke, kind of the surprise, we didn't have him triple jump until a couple weeks ago and has never done it before. First jump out, he's hitting 39 feet, so he's positioned himself really well.
It's going to be a great meet, Coach. You mentioned, touched on earlier, is district's not until Wednesday. You want to just work on some things, keep guys healthy, almost put them in bubble wrap just to not get the flu bug or so, catch a cold or something like that. Keep them healthy until Wednesday gets here. That's a tough thing to do, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, we had our graduation last weekend, so we don't have anything to worry about this weekend with that. I get some other schools are, but yeah, it's just a matter of keeping them fresh and healthy, and getting a little bit of work here and there. But we just want them to be able to run their best when it comes to Wednesday, and that's all we're really shooting for. And they'll rise to the occasion and compete well.